This is the Texas Standard.
Listeners have been reaching out to us with questions about health and safety as well. For the duration of the pandemic, Dr. Fred Campbell of the Long School of Medicine at UT Health San Antonio has offered to answer your questions, and this week he returns to answer your latest. Dr. Campbell, welcome back to the Texas Standard. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Well, let's get to the questions here from our listeners. This first one comes from Ali Reginini, who is in San Marcos. She asks, what is the risk of COVID-19 to pregnant women? How do you answer?
Fortunately, we have some data from Wuhan, China, where, of course, there was the initial tremendous outbreak. And study of approximately 30 women who were pregnant revealed offspring that had the virus after delivery. That was only three of the 30 children. And in fact, all three of them survived. One had a very serious illness and had to be in intensive care, but they all survived. The risk to pregnant women in general, in terms of their own health, is that they do as well or better as the people that get influenza. So overall, things are okay as far as both pregnancy and newborns.
Here's another question from Cynthia Ingram Swain, who sent us this note via Twitter. I saw a recent television program where two doctors discussed takeout and delivery food, and they acted as if the actual exchange of food and money was a dangerous part rather than the cooking itself. Should we not be concerned about who's preparing our food? Or, I mean, how do you read this, Dr. Campbell?
That's a very difficult question and really depends a lot upon the outlet for fast food and for other takeout. I've done that myself and found that there are some establishments that use both masks and gloves to handle their items, as well as handling money, change, credit cards, etc. Mm-hmm. It still doesn't ensure that people on the cooking end of things are performing properly. But I think in general, food safety is not likely to be an issue with the COVID-19 as long as those preparers are following the usual guidelines that have been around for a century. The problem, unfortunately, is that if someone were to cough or sneeze, then, of course, the virus could conceivably survive long enough to be transmitted. Food that is heated is, of course, less likely to transmit the virus.
Something that I've noticed is that some restaurants and delivery services are offering touch-free delivery. That is to say, they'll drop it off at your door, ring you from a safe distance, you go to the door, get it, and you know, the food is wrapped up in plastic and the whole deal. Is that overdoing it, or do you think that's a sensible safety measure?
Like a lot of other things, I don't think anything really is overdoing it at this point. That makes a whole lot of sense to me. It continues the physical separation recommendations, removing the outer wrap to those items, and then washing one's hands is, again, a good way to minimize contracting the virus. So all of those techniques that we've been talking about are still, I think, appropriate.
Okay, this question comes from someone sending us an email, Julie Speed, who asks whether there's a test for people who've had COVID-19 to see if they've developed antibodies, and if so, is it currently being administered? What are you hearing about that, doctor?
Yes, there is a test looking for antibodies, and that's going to become more and more important as time goes on, particularly in regard to who is advised to continue a quarantine, and also in a situation where people could donate their serum as a means of treating or preventing the COVID-19 transmission.
Wow. So used as a serum, has that been demonstrated in the real world, or is this just a theory at this point?
It is in the process of being used at the present time in trials where comparisons with active treatment versus placebo are being used. And that's the only scientific way to make sure that, in fact, these treatments, which have worked in the past, work for COVID-19 as well.
Here's another question from Julie Levine in Dallas. A friend said she suffered from some virus at the beginning of February with symptoms that sounded like, or seemed like, what she's been hearing about the coronavirus: fever, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue. But she recovered and she's fine right now. Is it possible that's COVID-19? Would it matter? You know, that's, I guess, the core of the question.
Yes, it is possible, although it's unlikely. COVID-19 began in Wuhan, China, we believe. And so someone traveling could conceivably have transmitted the virus. It's more likely, perhaps, that this was a flu-like syndrome because we're in the height of the influenza season, which mimics COVID-19. It is important because if someone were to have had the infection and survived it, they in fact are likely to be immune at this point, and as we talked about before, could conceivably also participate in treatment with their own antibodies.
Once you recover from those symptoms, though, does that mean that you're past it and you're not going to spread it to anyone else, or no?
So far, we have not definitely seen transmission in those who have appropriately been treated and quarantined after their discharge. The situation might be that people who have very poor immune function to begin with and are at high risk, if they were to survive the infection, might not mount the kind of antibody response that would allow them to avoid a reinfection. But again, this is all theoretical at the present time.
You know, it seems like a lot of people are concerned about food. We've had a subject of discussion around the virtual editorial newsroom here at the Texas Standard. If we go to the store, do we need to sanitize our groceries?
My recommendations have been to remove the packaging from those items that are packaged, and also to wash fruits, vegetables, other produce, very much the same way that one would wash one's hands, perhaps with a more dilute soap solution. Diminishing the amount of virus likely to be on those products just makes a whole lot of sense.
Dr. Campbell, you mentioned getting rid of some of the packaging. What about using something like those Lysol disinfectant wipes on the packaging? Would that kill any potential virus, or is that not sufficient?
Generally, the disinfectant wipes and, of course, the 70% alcohol solutions are going to be effective in eradicating the virus. So that is an alternative way.
Listeners have questions, and Dr. Fred Campbell has the answers. He's Doctor of Internal Medicine, Long School of Medicine, UT Health, San Antonio. We're having him on regularly over the course of this pandemic to try to take on some of your questions. And if you've submitted one and haven't heard it yet, well, we'll get to it. And if you have something you'd like to ask Dr. Campbell, well, look for us on Twitter, Facebook, or go to texasstandard.org/coronavirus. You'll find a form there to submit your questions. Dr. Campbell, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you stay safe and healthy.
Thank you, and the same to you.